Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be scattered showers and thunderstorms developing later on. Going to be a warm, sticky one. We'll have a high around the mid-80s once again. Temperature-wise, Kenosha, 67. It is 73 in Burlington, 73 Milwaukee, and 69 degrees in Racine. One person shot has non-life-threatening injuries. A suspect taken into custody from a gun-related incident just after 8 o'clock last night on the north side of Racine. Fire department paramedics sent to the 1500 block of Carlisle Avenue in the aftermath of police being dispatched to a shots fired call. Information developed had the suspect going to the 1700 block of Blake Avenue, then later being taken into custody. No other information is available, while the police department is asking the public for anything that they may have heard or seen. Contact them directly or go through Crime Stoppers of Racine County. Kenosha teenager accused of stabbing a classmate at Bradford High School back in April, bound over for trial after a preliminary hearing. 15-year-old Timothy Carson has been charged with second-degree intentional homicide and returned to court next month, a reverse waiver hearing, Judge Mary Kay Wagner determining if his case should be heard in juvenile court. The victim, 15-year-old DeJean Taylor, died at Children's Hospital 3 days after the attack. Also in Kenosha Circuit Court, 19-year-old Corey Cooper, who allegedly ran from a police officer on June 10th in a call about a man with a gun, and then was shot in the buttocks after allegedly pointing that weapon at an officer during a chase, he's bound over for trial after a Thursday preliminary hearing. Cooper going to be back in court August 29th. The charge, intentionally pointing a firearm at a police officer. Governor Walker, during an appearance at Racine County's Isgrove office building, highlighted the successful efforts of state and local agency fraud prevention and investigative staffers in protecting the integrity of the Medicaid and food share programs here in the state.
Anytime there's an overpayment, anytime there's fraud or abuse in the system, that means there's less resources to help the children, the seniors, people with disabilities, and others who are in need temporarily of our assistance. Those are people who are shortchanged anytime there's fraud, abuse, waste, or even overpayments within the system. And so this partnership, which really is a partnership, we could not do it without our local and county partners, both on a county-by-county basis and in the larger consortium by region, really makes the difference.
The State Fraud Investigation Recovery Enforcement Section has 30 staffers, 23 positions dedicated to Medicaid and food share program fraud prevention and detection activities. It's now illegal to loiter on median strips in the village of Pleasant Prairie. The village board this week approving an ordinance amendment that would state no person may stand, sit, or stay upon any median in a designated roadway or a highway due to the safety concerns for pedestrians and the motoring public. It defines a median as a paved or unpaved area dividing a street or highway, which separates lanes of traffic. City of Burlington residents, they're going to be keeping their fingers crossed on the weather going into this weekend, continuing to deal with the aftermath of record flooding from recent storms. As of Thursday, the Fox River level measured 9.7 feet and continues trending downward from the high of 16.5 feet. Assessment teams still meeting with residents with visible damage. Sandbags 40 pounds and under, they can be placed at the curb for pickup by John's Disposal Service. Special curbside pickup is continuing through next Friday, July the 28th. And it's just a formality, but it's part of the process and yet another piece of Racine's history. Acting Mayor Dennis Weiser, less than a week after taking over following John Dickert's resignation, will be taking the oath of office this morning as mayor at City Hall. Weiser telling WRJN News recently that this time in the mayor's chair, it's going to be focused on keeping city government operations running smoothly.
There's a legal term called dynamic status quo, where the underlying idea is the processes that are moving forward, you try to keep them moving forward. And that's how I'm going to approach this.
He says he'll be the mayor until the swearing-in of the new mayor from the special election this fall to fill the rest of Mayor Dickert's term. The council at its next meeting may approve a committee of the whole recommendation to have that election October the 17th. That person would be sworn in November 7th, which would be the normal date for a fall election, except for this year. Plans have been announced for construction of the S.C. Johnson Community Aquatic Center at Pritchard Park on the west side of Racine, funded by a $6.5 million donation from S.C. Johnson, a facility that company chief executive Fisk Johnson says will be open to the public, with groundbreaking targeted this fall and a grand opening in June of next year.
There are going to be two pools, water slides, water spray, a concession stand, lots of shaded areas for relaxing. It's going to be swimming lessons, water safety training, place for parties. It's just going to be a wonderful facility for everyone.
County Executive Jonathan Delagrave saying this project raises the bar on our plans to revitalize Pritchard Park. The Aquatic Center is going to mean a lot to the community, according to Jeff Cullen, the chief executive of the Racine Family YMCA, which will manage the facility. The S.E. Johnson Community Aquatic Center project, subject, of course, to approval by the Racine County Board, which is expected next month. The Kenosha County Board this week gave preliminary approval to a couple of bond sales to pay for various county projects. Supervisor Terry Rose saying that one of the bond issues had been reduced to $5.3 million. Law enforcement enhancement bonds can be used for constructing the Sheriff's Department's storage facility, fleet maintenance building, and to move the medical examiner's office into the public safety building. But funding for the expansion of Highway S was removed. The reason? Possible plans to expand the Kenosha Regional Airport.
If that occurs, that would impact that intersection near the airport. And, of course, we don't want to be doing this Highway S project if we are uncertain about what that intersection will involve. And so, therefore, the idea was postponed. We still have the authorization to bring it back at another time.
A second bond issue has increased to $13.2 million. It would add $500,000 to the high-impact loan fund administered by the Kenosha Area Business Alliance. Rose noting that the money would be available for any project not foreseen when the budget was drafted. Both these initial resolutions approved unanimously. Kenosha's Plan Commission supporting creation of three tax incremental financing districts to help pave the way for the development of some new industrial buildings along the interstate. One of them, the site of the old Dairyland Greyhound Park, which would be demolished. The other sites, attractive land between Dairyland and the Kenosha Regional Airport, and a parcel west of the Mars Cheese Castle. TID designation, allowing the city to offer incentives to developers. A company in Racine has purchased a nearly 209,000-square-foot industrial building on Chicory Road in Mount Pleasant and will move from its current location in the city of Racine. Premier Products, which designs and manufactures foam rollers, moving from leased space on Mound Avenue. Treasures Media, which owned the building, will be leasing its space inside along with a few other tenants. The move to allow Premier to add a new production line and to hire some more workers. Company currently has about 25 people. Well, Wisconsin's reportedly close to landing the much-talked-about Foxconn project, that a memorandum of understanding could be announced in a couple of weeks. That's according to a couple of Republican legislative leaders. What does Governor Walker think about that?
I've talked to neither of them directly about a specific proposal, and so that's all speculation at this point. What I've said consistently is I think it's tremendous that you all are covering stories, speculating about whether a company as big as Foxconn would be interested in coming to the state of Wisconsin. I think that is overwhelming because we've gone from a bottom 10 state before we took office in business to one that now has emerged as a top 10 state when it comes to doing business, and I think that's part of the reason why companies like Foxconn and others might be interest in the state.
That's the governor after that news briefing about fraud at Racine County's Ives Grove Center. The legislative leaders claim that the state has been working on an incentive package. Again, nothing from the governor. Several potential sites reportedly being looked at in Wisconsin, including Racine and Kenosha counties. Other states are also involved. And Green Bay-based Associated Bank Corp has announced plans to acquire Brown Deer-based Bank Mutual Corporation for $482 million. Bank Mutual, one location in Kenosha, two in Racine, meanwhile, one branch in Oak Creek on South Howell Avenue. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.